You're listening to Corn Neck Road and Historic North Light, one of a series of free audio downloads from listentoblockisland.com, sponsored by New England Airlines. Block Island is just 12 minutes from Westerly Airport, where parking is free. Call 1-800-243-2460. Fly New England Airlines with flights to and from Block Island every hour all summer. 1-800-243-2460. You can listen online or download these files to your iPod or other portable MP3 player and let us take you on a virtual tour of Block Island. I'm Holland Cook, your virtual Block Island tour guide. And if you're listening to this online before you come to Block Island, you can follow along the virtual tour by looking down at a map from actual satellite photo shots. On the upper right-hand side of our homepage screen, you want to click just below the weather box and just above the seagull to get a bird's-eye view of Block Island. If you arrive here via Interstate Navigation's Block Island Ferry, or the Block Island High Speed Ferry, or the Block Island Express from New London, you're going to arrive in Old Harbor, and you'll be staring at Water Street, which is the main drag. If you'd like to begin your visit with a vigorous scenic bike ride, just keep taking right turns when you get off the boat. You'll find yourself heading south to north along Crescent Beach, which you just passed for several miles heading north to south as your ferry approached the dock in Old Harbor. You're going to be on Corn Neck Road, the only road up the neck. On most maps, this will be labeled Crescent Beach, about 7 miles along the eastern coast of the island. If you're looking at a more detailed map, you will see, in the following order, south to north, Fred Benson Town Beach, Scotch Beach, and Mansion Beach. Now that first one, Fred Benson Town Beach, is the only beach with a pavilion. Inside there are refreshments, restrooms, and showers. There is no charge to park at any of the beaches here, and the biggest parking lot is there at Fred Benson Town Beach. Keep going north beyond the town beach, and then look to your left. You will see the Great Salt Pond. And you'll come to a parking area on your left. It's a small parking area that leads to what is often referred to as the Dinghy Beach, and your map might call Mosquito Beach. There, on your left, is where the boaters who are anchored in the Great Salt Pond dinghy in to cross Corn Neck Road to popular Scotch Beach on your right. And at that point on the island, the entire island is only a couple of hundred yards wide. Proceeding north along Corn Neck Road, yes, on your right, those are condos. You probably spotted them from the boat on the way in. Kind of a sore subject with old-timers here. Dig one of them up and drop it down anywhere else on the island, and it would be a handsome home, standing all alone, but it just seems out of character to see a cluster of look-alike buildings here, doesn't it? I won't bother narrating all the scenery you'll see along Corn Neck Road, but I will point out one side road you'll want to know about halfway up the neck, on your left. The small sign you might not spot says West Beach Road. The big one you can't miss says Transfer Station. If you call it the dump, islanders might correct you, since nothing actually stays here. But if you have trash, that's where it goes. At the transfer station, you toss recyclables into bins, and there's no charge for that. And there is a nominal per-pound charge for bags of trash and garbage. Everything gets toted off the island and disposed of elsewhere, thus the charge. And thank you in advance for not littering and for helping us keep Block Island so special. Continuing north along Corn Neck Road, in addition to lemonade stands operated by adorable island children, there are two popular stops, the Labyrinth and the Maze, not to be confused with each other. The Sacred Labyrinth is off to the left side of Corn Neck Road. The Maze is off to the right. Check a map. The Maze is a maze. The labyrinth is a single winding path built of stone overlooking Sachem Pond in the North Light. To get there, look for wooden steps over a stone wall about halfway down the hill, most of the way up Corn Neck Road. If you're passing Sachem Pond and approaching the parking area at Settlers Rock near the North Light, you've gone too far. At the very end of Corn Neck Road, that parking lot, and Settlers Rock, which list the name of early settlers who waded ashore here in 1661 with their cows swimming behind. From there, you hike not quite a mile across the picturesque rocky beach to the North Light, and beyond to Sandy Point, the very northernmost tip of Block Island, where the waves coming from opposite directions crash into each other. The North Light is a great sunset stroll, but be sure you don't stroll off the beaten path and into the dunes. If you do, you will not only danger our fragile ecology, you'll probably get dive-bombed by protective seagulls who nest there by the thousands. Either side of the trail is National Wildlife Refuge, and that border is strictly maintained by its beady-eyed residents. Scenic as it is, this stroll would fascinate a blind person. Smell the salt air and fragrant vegetation. Hear the wonderfully stereophonic sound of the surf and all those gulls, all talking at the same time, telling each other what they did today. Even with your eyes closed, it's a great picture. The lighthouse itself is now a maritime museum, and it's open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Memorial Day to Labor Day, and you can take the tour for a $2 donation. Visit RoombaByland.com.